And for more, we go to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, where CBS News correspondent Matt Piper is standing by. Matt, thanks for checking in with us. So the judge ordered Weinstein to jail immediately. Is his lawyer hoping to appeal to get him out?
Yes, already they're hoping to appeal. And even before the judge decided that, the attorneys for Weinstein said, look, he has an ankle monitor. He's had one for a while. He has medical issues. He's been under the care of five doctors. And we're asking for house arrest. But within 10 seconds of that being said, the judge said, no, I'm going to remand him to jail. So that's where he will be for the foreseeable future until his sentencing, which is set for March 11th.
Sounds like quite a picture, too. They didn't even let him take his walker that he's been leaning on the last, well, during this trial.
No, and that's been something that we've seen really for the last 4 weeks since this trial began, is him coming into court with a walker, leaving court with a walker. He was flanked by many, many security officers, court officers, who brought him into the back and then, I guess, into an awaiting van to then be brought to jail.
What kind of reaction was there in the courtroom when the verdict was read?
You know, given that there wasn't, let's put it this way, I covered the Bill Cosby trial a couple of years ago, and there were accusers of his in court. So there were audible gasps with Bill Cosby. With Harvey Weinstein, there weren't any of his accusers that any of us could see, and the courtroom was really just filled with media and people from the district attorney's office. So there wasn't really much of an audible noise in the courtroom. But as for Weinstein, his back was to us. He did speak with his attorneys soon after the verdict was read. But there wasn't, you know, any jubilation or anything of the like in the courtroom.
Okay. And what happens now in terms of the sentencing?
Well, sentencing is set for a couple weeks. It's March 11th, where he faces up to 25 years in prison for these 2 of 5 counts that he was set for. But let's not forget that he also faces charges there in California, out of Los Angeles County. So will he be faced with those before he goes to prison? Will he be faced with those whenever he gets out of prison? We just don't know yet, but he does face other charges besides the ones here in New York.
And do you know the status of any civil suits against him?
No, I'm not sure of that yet. I'd have to look into that. But I know that he does, in terms of what happened today, his attorney's already said in the last 30 minutes or so that they do plan to appeal.
Okay, and so the California cases aren't on the docket at this point?
Well, they were announced the same exact day that jury deliberations, opening statements began. Los Angeles prosecutors announced these new charges against him in Los Angeles County. They include rape, and they involve 2 alleged incidents, both in 2013.
Matt, thanks for talking to us. Appreciate it. That is CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.